Some people have suggested using the vertical parallax technique for localization of impacted maxillary canines. The rationale is that normally a panoramic film already exists, so if one additional periapical or occlusal radiograph is taken at a greater vertical angulation, then the image shift principles can be applied with little additional radiation to the patient. Others have suggested taking two additional radiographs that differ in horizontal angulation for better localization. Which is best? Can a canine be localized just as well using one anterior X-ray in addition to the panoramic film? Or is it best to take two additional films, even if the radiation exposure is slightly higher? Researchers from Queen's University in Belfast addressed this question in the December 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The article that presents their research findings is called Localizing Ectopic Maxillary Canines, Horizontal or Vertical Parallax. In order to compare the vertical and horizontal parallax techniques, the authors went through their clinical records to find cases that had sufficient radiographs to apply both techniques to the same teeth. This resulted in radiographs from 39 patients that had a total of 43 impacted maxillary canines. Six experienced orthodontists were asked to locate the 43 impacted teeth from the radiographs. First, they were given the panoramic film and one additional anterior periapical or occlusal film that differed in vertical angulation and asked to identify the location as buccal, palatal, or in the line of the arch. If they couldn't make a judgment, they answered unsure. They were then given appropriate radiographs for the same 43 teeth that varied in horizontal angulation and again asked to make the same localization decision. The true canine position was taken to be that which was identified at the time of surgical uncovery. The results were interesting. There were more unsure responses given when the examiners used the vertical parallax technique. The horizontal parallax technique correctly identified the canine position 83% of the time, with some examiners as good as 93% and some with only 70% correct. The vertical technique was worse. Only 68% of the time was the correct position identified, ranging from 60 to 74% among the examiners. Although the overall performance of the horizontal technique was better, both techniques identified the buccal impactions correctly only 63% of the time. The conclusion to this study is that localization of impacted maxillary canines is significantly better using a horizontal parallax technique rather than a vertical technique. Taking an additional anterior periapical film to apply the horizontal technique is justified to improve the diagnostic accuracy, even if it means a small amount of additional radiation exposure. For further reference, this article by Dr. Armstrong and colleagues can be found in the December 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.